Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral
veil. The late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing this back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadillac Charles. W. Cadillac is an outstanding columnist for Forbes.com. He's the CEO and the founder of Community of Liberty. Go to communityofliberty.org, and you can find out more about that and how to start a chapter in your area. Chuck, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the President's State of the Union speech, but this segment we're going to talk about the Republican rebuttal by Florida Senator Rubio, Marco Rubio, whom I've met. I've heard him speak before. I've heard him speak to an audience, Chuck, and he did an outstanding job. And everything he said last night, I thought, was really good information, really good rebuttal. But he personally was obviously sweating, got dry mouth, and it was his method, his delivery performance was unfortunate.
Yeah, he's a human being like everybody else.
Yeah,
he got nervous.
Yeah.
And he had 4 years to prepare to run for President of the United States, or 3 years. So I'm not too concerned about that. Look, here's the important thing is that, I believe that President Obama's saying that economic growth should be the North Star will drive the Republican Party to its growth wing and away from the austerity wing, which is frankly led by Congressman Paul Ryan. Green eye shade, got to balance the budget, assume 2.8% growth, kind of austerity. So here's what Rubio said, to me the most important part of his speech, a couple sentences. The economic growth is the best way to help the middle class. So he agrees with President Obama there. He's already rebutted the Obama approach. Unfortunately, our economy actually shrank during the last 3 months of 2012, but we can get the economy to grow at just 4% a year. It would create millions of middle-class jobs, and it would reduce our deficits by almost $4 trillion over the next decade.
Right.
There it is. If you want to balance the budget and you want to meet our obligations to
That's
senior
right.
citizens, 4% growth is the solution. So now we finally have an economic debate, a political debate over how to produce growth. Rubio's got this one right. By the way, it's not just his opinion or my opinion. 19 academic studies in the last 15 years have said that raising taxes slows economic growth.
It's been the position that I've had for 4 years, at least, Chuck, because what I have said was you can't tax or cut your way out of $16 trillion in debt and $1 trillion a year in deficit. What President Obama doesn't understand, and what Ryan and Romney didn't talk about enough is the fact that you could do at least half of your recovery from growth. And Chuck, no country in the world has the ability to grow its way out of our problems like America does.
That's absolutely right. And finally we've elevated that to being the center of the political discourse. Now, I think the Republicans can win the debate about how to produce growth. And I'll give you one example. In Hannity, they had a panel focus group run by Frank Lutz.
Yeah.
First of all, and it's half of people voted for Obama, half the people voted for Governor Romney, and it was about, I'm thinking, 30 or 40 people. Anyway, all of them liked the president's speech. All of them liked Rubio's speech.
Mm-hmm.
But when asked which one they liked more, the overwhelming majority, including the overwhelming majority of people who voted for President Obama, liked Rubio's speech better.
Right.
The Republicans can win the growth debate, but they have to engage it. And to engage it, they have to, frankly, move away from the mantra of the 2012 election, which is,
the Republicans can't win, Chuck, if Republicans don't show up at the polls.
Well, they don't show up at the polls if they're not leader. The guys running for office is talking about economic growth.
But I'm telling you,
the way they do, they have shown up to win a majority of the House, to win a record number of state
legislators. But they did not show up in 2012.
And governors. Because of the candidate.
Yeah.
They showed up in the polls when Governor Romney...
But they should have shown up because of the candidate the Democrats had. That's what I still don't understand, Chuck, is why.
The ground game was a complete failure.
Yeah, it
was. And
what have the Republicans learned to change that in 4 years?
And the ad campaigns run by the big consultants were a disaster.
Yeah.
A disaster.
Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Folks, be sure to check out communityofliberty.org and find out how you can do a chapter in your area. Chuck will help you with that. Check out Chuck's column on Forbes.com, where he's highly respected and many, many readers and followers there. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it's great. Glad to be with you.
See you next time. Chuck Cadlick, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.